to point out that we were asked to do a job maybe 6 or 7 weeks ago, and as part of that job was to interview all the witnesses sort of involved in the presidential election campaign, which we did. We met over 20 witnesses. We took the statements that they gave us. We put the report together from those meetings, and we presented the facts last night to the parliamentary party meeting. Look, everybody has different opinions about different things, but what we did was present the facts as they were. Now, it was a robust meeting. It went on for 5 hours, as you said, from 7 to 12, over 12, past 12 o'clock. And people had their say, in fairness. You know, everybody got their opportunity to speak. Anybody that wanted to speak last night got their opportunity to speak. Some people agreed with the wording and what we did. Some people had serious issues with it. And the Taoiseach listened and took on board everything that was said. There was also part of that report was to look to the future as to how presidential candidates would be selected. Because believe it or not, that the party had no rules in relation to selecting a presidential candidate. It's hard to believe, but that's a fact, I suppose. Going forward, and it'll have to go before now, that the whole thing will have to change. All that procedure will have to change.
Can I ask you one particular question about the review? And again, from the media reports this morning, there seems to be some discontent among party members that the review fails to mention when the Taoiseach became aware of the issue or if his chief of staff kept him in the loop. Was that something that was discussed last night?
It was, yeah. It was discussed. And Micheál Martin only met Jim Gavin, I think, in relation to the presidential election once, quite honestly. And they had a discussion. That issue in relation to the tenant was investigated a number of times, and there didn't seem to be evidence there that was the case. And look at the people dealing with the election in party headquarters proceeded on the basis that there was no issue because it was asked about many, many times. And unfortunately, there was an issue, and we know what happened after that.
Yes, many would claim perhaps it was a lack of due diligence. And again, that, I presume, led to a lot of discomfort last night and heated exchanges. The $6 million question now is, where do the party go from here? And is Micheál Martin, does he still enjoy the support of the party to remain on as leader?
Well, I think from the meeting last night, he does, quite honestly. And look, lessons have to be learned from what happened. There's no doubt about it. And as I said, there was no rules there in relation to selecting presidential candidates. That's all going to have to change. Our recommendations will have to go before in Ardesh to change the rules as they are. And look, there's no doubt lessons have been learned. There's no question about that. And people have their own opinions, and they got their chance to express their opinions last night, and that was important too, that people were able to say what needed to be said. And look, as I said, we have to move forward, John, you know what I mean? This whole issue is certainly won't be forgotten about for a long time.
It must have been a difficult campaign to review, and it must have been a difficult process to have played a central part in the whole review of that. Would it be fair to say that there was no winners really from the whole presidential debacle? And again, I presume one of the things that probably dominated a lot of the discussion last night was the financial cost to the party.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. Lessons are going to have to be learned. The cost, we don't know exactly yet, but it's going to be between 300,000 and 400,000, I think. We won't know that until all the accounts are paid, and it has to be reported to SIPO, of course. So we'll know that inside the next month, 6 weeks. And look, there's no doubt. Look at it. It's unfortunate what happened. It's unfortunate for the party. It's unfortunate for Mr. Gavin and his family. It's just one of those things that happened. It shouldn't have happened. It did happen, and I have to deal with this. And I believe everything that we did over the past number of weeks was to get the facts and present the facts. And I'm happy that I and Tom Gavaz and Marcus O'Mahony, we did that. And, finally, and after that, it's up to the party.
And finally, one last question, if I may. Can the party now recover and continue on in a united front for the remainder of this term in government and indeed for the remainder of Micheál Martin's term as Taoiseach?
Look, in fairness, the party is in government. We're in government with other parties. The government has to go on, quite honestly, no matter who's leading what party. We must keep going and govern the country for the people of the country. And as I said, John, lessons have been learned, I believe. And we just have to move on. Mr. Martin is Taoiseach, and I believe he'll continue as Taoiseach for the foreseeable future.